Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready to get back in your groove again? Stay tuned for another great podcast with Linda G. Robert. That's me.
Welcome to Back in the Groove Again. I am your host, Linda G. Robert. Today, we delve into a transformative approach to the pre-retirement phase. Solo travel. As retirement approaches, it brings a cocktail of emotions from excitement to concern, particularly about financial stability, identity, and lifestyle changes. But what if solo travel could be the key to unlocking a fulfilling retirement, offering a sneak peek into the freedoms and challenges that it presents? What if? So let's explore how solo adventures can serve as a powerful tool in preparing for and embracing the mysteries of retirement. So addressing retirement fears through travel, financial concerns are at the forefront for many nearing retirement, sparking questions about the adequacy of savings and the lifestyle that they can sustain. Engaging, though, in solo travel not only challenges us to manage our resources wisely, but also highlights the joy of experiences over accumulating possessions. Take, for example, the simplicity and richness of staying in a modest beachside villa in Thailand, where the beauty of nature surpasses any luxury. Solo travel teaches the art of living well within your means, offering lessons in financial prudence and the priceless value of experiences. So what if you could still retire and have plenty of money to go around? Now, the end of a career brings to the forefront questions of personal identity and worth beyond professional achievements. Solo travel opens doors to rediscover yourself, to pursue long-neglected hobbies, or to explore new interests. Picture yourself learning to cook traditional Italian dishes in Tuscany, or studying ancient history firsthand by exploring the ruins in Greece. Now, these experiences do more than fill time. They enrich your sense of self, and they paint a picture of what retirement could be, a time for growth, a time for exploration, and a time to fulfill lifelong dreams. For many, retirement is shadowed by worries of health, deteriorating health, and loneliness. Yet, solo travel offers a compelling counter-narrative. It nudges us toward physical activity, like trekking through the scenic Camino de Santiago, like I did last fall, or practicing yoga on an Indian ashram. Each adventure not only boosts physical health, but also embeds us in new communities, teaching us that connection and friendship know no age limit. You gotta love solo traveling for that. Solo travel proves that retirement can be a stage of life where health and social networks flourish. So you don't have to worry about leaving your friends behind at work. You'll meet new ones. Now, going through the transition to retirement can be daunting, but pairing coaching with solo travel can ease this transition. Coaching provides the tools to tackle the emotional and the logistical aspects of retirement, while solo travel offers practical experiences in independence, in adaptability, and of course, joy. And this combination prepares you for retirement as a period of engagement, not withdrawal. Are you keen to explore how this synergy can benefit you? Well, let's connect, and I'm going to add a link to my scheduler in the description. Solo travel before retirement is not just about ticking off bucket list destinations. It is a rehearsal for the lifestyle that retirement embodies. It's really about learning to enjoy your own company, to discovering new passions or rediscovering old passions, and realizing the beauty of slowing down. Consider the depth of experience gained from a solo trip along the vineyards of Bordeaux, where the pace of life invites reflection and appreciation for the moment. I certainly had a lot of moments of reflection and appreciation for life when I was walking the Del Norte last fall. Such journeys can mirror the potential of retirement, time rich, filled with discovery, and ripe for savoring life's pleasures. Gotta love the savoring. Retirement is not the finale, but a grand opening to a chapter filled with potential for self-discovery, adventure, and peace. And by weaving solo travel into the fabric of your pre-retirement planning, you're not just exploring new territories. You're preparing yourself for a retirement life that's as vibrant and as fulfilling as the journeys, the trips that you will embark on. So as we wrap up today's episode, remember, your retirement journey, much like solo travel, is an invitation to embrace the vast, uncharted territories of life with enthusiasm and an open heart. And of course, if you think you need a bit of support with this, explore my 3-month coaching program at lindagrobert.com. It includes some coaching before your trip, some coaching during your trip, and coaching when you come back so that we can discuss your next steps. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Back in the Groove Again. And of course, may your pre-retirement adventures be both enlightening and, of course, exhilarating. Until the next time, do continue to explore, to dream, and to discover. I am truly here to help you live your best life now, and of course, to help you make your travel dreams a reality. See you soon now. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. Another wonderful podcast by me, Linda G. Robert. I'm your Back in the Groove Again coach, helping you live your best life now so that you can love what you do. Let's get you back in the groove again. Have yourself a great day.